We're now in the approach phase, everything looking good. Altitude 5200 feet.
Flight controllers gonna go for landing.
Welcome to the Alien Probe Snippet with Dr. Bill. Strange effects from UFOs number 2. Burns and electromagnetic effects. Baltimore, Maryland, October 26, 1958. Philip Small, having taken his wife to work at her evening job, met up with his friend Alvin Cohen, and they decided to go for a ride, leaving his house around 7 p.m. First, they drove south and drove through downtown Baltimore. Then they decided to drive north to the Loch Raven Reservoir. They were just driving around killing time until they had to meet their wives, Mrs. Small after her shift ended, and Mrs. Cohen, who was bowling. The two men were approaching the bridge on Loch Raven Drive that crosses a portion of the reservoir. As they approached the bridge, they saw a glowing white egg-shaped object about 100 feet long and 75 feet high. This was perhaps an early sighting of the tic-tac-shaped UFO. Tic-tacs wouldn't be introduced for another 10 years. The UFO was about 100 feet over the bridge and 300 yards in front of the car. They slowly approached the UFO in the car to about 75 to 100 feet when the headlights went out and the engine stopped. They both got out of the car and crouched behind it. The UFO brightened, then flashed brilliantly. They felt a wave of heat against their faces and heard a thunderous explosion. The UFO ascended like a shot and disappeared. They jumped back into the car, which immediately started and drove to nearby Loch Raven Inn. They didn't know who to call, afraid of the publicity and being labeled as flying saucer nuts. They called the police and reported a loud thunderclap-like sound. Once the police arrived and interviewed them, they noted that the men were sober and scared to death. They also noticed that their faces had become hot and parched as if sunburned. They told the police the full story of what they had seen, and after examining the site, the police found nothing unusual. Fearing radiation burns, Small and Cohen went to St. Joseph's Hospital and were told the hospital had no equipment to check for radiation. The story came out because of the police report. Small talked with an investigator from NICAP, the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomenon. He told the investigator that his face was still burned and the skin was beginning to peel. The Air Force file lists the case as unidentified.